This is 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita. Three seats on the Sedgwick County Commission will be on the ballot in November. That includes the 1st District, which covers the northeastern part of the county and stretches into parts of downtown Wichita. KMUW Stephen Basaha spoke with the two candidates, Pete Meitzner and Renee Duxler, vying for the seat.
The Sedgwick County Commission has been marred by verbal brawls between commissioners over the past year. Take this moment from one of the commission's meetings last November. Commissioner Richard Ranzau accused fellow commissioner Michael O'Donnell of calling him a liar.
Answer the question. You've said that I'm not telling the truth. Now answer the question.
Commissioner, I think that I need to somehow call this part of the discussion out of order.
That last voice was Commissioner David Unruh. He's represented the 1st District since 2002 and has been seen as a calming voice on the commission. But this year, he's retiring. Current two-term city council member Pete Meitzner is running for that seat. He acknowledges the difficulty the commission faces, but says he's prepared to deal with it because of his time in business. He gives an example from the 90s about his telecommunications company purchasing another company that was struggling.
Our board said, Pete, why don't you go run the company? I'm like, holy, you know. But we turned that company around and it's leadership.
Meitzner joined the city council in 2011. In recent years, the council has moved toward more public-private partnerships. Meitzner says he learned how to make those work because of his time on the private side of those partnerships.
And there were some communities, I don't want to say which they are, that I'd go back to the office and say, well, no wonder this city is in trouble. Because, I mean, they are disconnected at all points.
That led to his philosophy for how the city council and county commission should treat businesses.
We need to have more red carpet and less red tape.
Meitzner also says he would use the area's economic power in Kansas to better advocate for the region's needs in Topeka. Between musicians, several candidates take turns pitching themselves to voters at Central Standard Brewing, including Meitzner. He says that as commissioner, he'd have the county invest more in Wichita and other cities.
They have this reluctance to be too involved in helping cities and helping stuff. Sedgwick County should be helping more.
Meitzner also took some credit in the growing pride he says Wichitans feel in their city.
I think the last few years you've seen the momentum.
Renee Duxler is also at the event and is also running for Unruh's seat. Duxler is a local businesswoman and a board member of the Douglas Design District. She agrees with Meitzner that the city's self-image is improving.
But I've been really disappointed in our leadership and their ability to kind of take that up. We've had a stagnant economy the last decade.
Duxler says that while the city council and county commission have taken some steps to help shift the region's attitude, leaders like Meitzner have failed to deal with the county's other concerns.
We are, again, not addressing crime. We're not addressing the economy in the way that we should be. There's a lot of different things that are crippling us as a region.
Duxler describes herself as a moderate Democrat who also is a fiscal conservative. For her, that means smarter investing in social infrastructure, like the libraries that have faced closure. She says her 15 years as a social worker gave her an inside view of several of the programs the commission oversees and of the county itself.
I say I'm probably the only commission candidate that's actually driven every square mile of this county several times over because of the work I did out in the community.
When it comes to addressing the dysfunction on the county commission, Duxler says it needs a diplomatic voice, the kind she's developed in her various roles in the community.
And I'd like to kind of, you know, bring that voice of reason and that diplomacy to the commission so that we can get things done.
Election Day is November 6th. Early voting began earlier this week. For KMUW News, I'm Stephen Basaha.